Hi, welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are concluding the second chapter of Maseches Kinim and beginning the third. Mishnah Hey, the last Mishnah in Perek Bay, says, Chatas mikan va'ola mikan. So let's say there's a sin offering over here and a burnt offering over there. So these are, again, we're talking about birds. Usasuma be'emsa. And then you have an undesignated pair of birds in the middle. Parach min ha'emsa l'tzedadin. If the birds in the middle fly to the sides, echad halach, echad halach, one goes to this side and one goes to that side, lo hifsid klum, you haven't lost anything. Ela yomar, zesha halach etzel chatos, chatas, vezesha halach etzel olos, ola. But rather you say that the one that flew towards the sin offering is now going to be offered as a sin offering, and the one that flew towards the burnt offering is now going to be offered as a burnt offering. Because remember, those undesignated pairs, one is going to be a sin offering, a chatas, and one is going to be a burnt offering, an ola. So there's no problem if they split up and one goes to be with other sin offerings and one goes to be with other burnt offerings, that's just fine. Chazer le'emsa, but let's say that birds now fly from the ends back to the middle. Ha'emtsayim yamusu, then those in the middle now have to die. Elu yikrivu chataos ve'elu yikrivu olos, but the ones on the side can still be offered as sin offerings and burnt offerings respectively. Chazar, if they returned, and parenthetically it says Osha Parach, where they flew, Minha Emtsa Litzadadin, from the middle back to the sides again, Hari Kulon Yamusu, now all the birds in this equation have to be left to die. Ein Mevi'in Torin Keneged Bnei Yonah, V'lo Bnei Yonah Keneged Torin. And you cannot bring pigeons for doves or doves for pigeons. You have to stick to one kind of bird. Ketzad, what's the situation? Ha'isha shehivia chatasa tor, if a woman brought her sin offering of a dove, ve'olasa ben yonah, and then she had a burnt offering of a pigeon, tikvo v'tavi olasa tor, she has to go back and get another dove to use for her burnt offering. Olasa tor v'chatasa ben yonah, and if her burnt offering was a dove and her sin offering was a pigeon, Tikvo v'tavi olasa ben yonah. Then she has to go back and get another pigeon to use for her burnt offering. So you'll notice in each of these scenarios, she has to replace the burnt offering with whatever kind of bird the sin offering is. Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai says, Hochen acha harishon. Doesn't follow the sin offering, he says. It follows whatever bird you use first. Ha'isha shehivia chatasa v'mesa. Now let's say a woman brought her sin offering and then she died. Yoviu hayorshin olasa. Then her heirs, those who inherit her, they are obligated to bring her burnt offering. Olasa v'mesa, but if she brought her burnt offering and then died, lo yoviu hayorshin chatasa. Her heirs do not bring her sin offering. Let's take a look at the Barton Uro. Chatas mikan, so there's a sin offering on one side. So you have a single bird that was designated for a sin offering, and that's over on that side. And the other bird from this set, which was designated as a burnt offering, that's on the other side. And the two birds of a set that hasn't been designated yet, they're in the middle. Parach min ha'emsa. So if they fly from the middle, Preda achas liyamin, upreda achas lasmal. So you have this undesignated pair. One of them could be a sin offering. One of them could be a burnt offering. It doesn't matter which is which. And they split up. One goes to this side and one goes to that side. Lo hifsid klum. If that happens, you haven't lost anything. To oso shema urav im hachatas yase chatas. Because that one that's mixed up with the sin offering can be given as a sin offering. For oso shim haola yase ola. And that one that got mixed up with the burnt offering can be offered as a burnt offering. Aval lo chatas, but it cannot be offered as a sin offering. De shema yasuhu min haola hamurfereshes, because maybe you'll end up using the burnt offering from the pair that was already designated. Chazer le'emtsoi. So two birds flew to the sides. Now you've got four birds, two on each side, and two birds fly back to the middle. Chazru min hatzedadim, echad mikan ve'echad mikan. So they fly from the sides, one from the left, one from the right, v'nisarvu yachad, and they mix again. Elu yamusu. Those two birds that have come back to the center have to be left to die. Dachatas va'ola nis'arvu yachad. Because now it's the case of a sin offering and a burnt offering that have gotten mixed together. Ava osan shenish'aru ko echad levado. But those that are remaining by themselves, meaning the birds that are left on the sides, krivim ko echad kedino. Each one of those can still be offered as it was designated. Chazar min ha'im tsayim l'tadadin. And if they returned from the middle to the sides, harichatas va'olos mu'uravin. So now you have burnt offerings and sin offerings mixing together again via musukulon, so they all have to die. And if you look in the Tosfos Yontif, he says, v'hava matzi l'meimor, and one could say, diamusu mipnei sheparach bahen mibein hamesos. You could say that they have to die because it's a case of birds that are designated to die mixing with birds that are waiting to be offered, which is also true. So for either of those reasons, these birds would no longer be usable and they would have to be left to die. Back in Bart Nuro, Ein Mevi'in Torin Keneged B'nei Yona, you cannot bring doves together with pigeons. Ela Oshtehem Torin, Oshnehem B'nei Yona. You have to bring either two doves or two pigeons. You can't mix and match. If you happen to have a mixed set, Tikofel V'tavi Olosa Ben Yona. So she would have to go back and she'd have to get another pigeon for her burnt offering to match her sin offering. Kedin hachatas, so it has to follow the designation of the chatas. Shehachatas he ikker, because the chatas, the sin offering, that's the main one. Bein shehifri shaso tachila, bein shehifri shaso besof. Whether she designated it first or designated it second, that's the more important one. But Ben Azai says, Holchen achar harishon. No, you have to follow what was done first. So if you designate the chatas first, you follow the chatas. If you designate the ola first, you follow the ola. Ve'enu mivia hasheni elamimin shehifrisha barishon. So the second bird has to be the same species that you chose for the first bird. Bein shahaya harishon chatas, bein shahaya ola. Whether the first one was the sin offering or the burnt offering, v'halacha katana kama. And the rule actually follows the first opinion in our Mishnah. It follows the chatas. It doesn't follow whatever came first. So let's say a woman brings a burnt offering and then she passes away. Lo yaviu hayarshin chatasa. So her heirs do not bring a sin offering on her behalf. Dehavi chatas shemesa baleha, because it would be a case of a sin offering whose owner died. Ve'ilo mehai taima mevi'in hachatas afal pi shekarva ola tchila. But if not for this reason, if not for the fact that we don't bring a sin offering whose owner died, they would bring it even though she brought her burnt offering first. And even though the sin offering always precedes the burnt offering, that's only for the mitzvah. It's not a deal breaker. So if you happen to go out of order, it still works. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Hey, and that's also the end of Perek Beis. So let's immediately begin the first Mishnah in Perek Gimel. Bamed Dvarim Amurim. What is this talking about? We're going to see in Bart Nuro to what this refers, but it's not referring to what we just read. B'kohen nimlach. We're talking about a kohen who inquires. So when a kohen has a question, he goes to the Beis Din and he says, what do I do? Aval b'kohen she'eno nimlach. But if a kohen doesn't inquire, achas lazu v'achas lazu. So there's a case where this woman has one set of birds and that woman has one set of birds. Shtayim lazo v'shtayim lazo, or each one has two sets. Shlosh lazo v'shlosh lazo, or each has three sets. Also kulan lamala, if they were all offered above the line, like a carbon ola would be. Mechsa kashar u'mechsa pasul. Then half of them would be fit and they would work, and half of them would be invalidated and they would not count. Kulan lamatan, if all the birds were offered below the line, like a carbon chatas, a sin offering would be, mechsa kashar u mechsa pasul. Then once again, half of them are fit, half of them work, and the other half are invalid. They don't count. Chetziam lamala v'chetziam lamata, if half the birds are offered above the line, like a carbon ola, and the other half are offered below the line, like a carbon chatas, eshilamala mechsa kashar u mechsa pasul, then of those above the line, half are fit and half are invalid. Via Eshlamata, Mechsa Kasher, Mechsa Pasul. And of those below the line, half are fit and half are invalid. Let's look in the Bart Nuro, who will explain what's going on here. Bamed Devarim Amurim, what is this talking about? B'kohen Nimlach, when a Kohen inquires. Apirka Kamakai, we're talking about that which we said in the first chapter of Kinim. V'hachi kamrinan, and this is what it means to say. B'med dvarim amurim, what are we talking about when we say dechatas shenis arva ba'ola shekulam yamusu? What are we talking about when we say that when a sin offering gets mixed together with a burnt offering, all of them have to die? V'chein, and similarly, achaz lazu, ushtayim lazu, ushlosha lazu, dehamuid kasher. What are we talking about when we say that if one woman has one set of birds and another woman has two sets of birds and another woman has three sets of birds, then the smallest number is what's valid? Hani mili, this is talking about, but kohen, shibol lehimlach, ulishol eich mishpatan. So here we're talking about a kohen who, when these situations arrive, he goes and he inquires what the law is. But if a kohen doesn't inquire, and he just acts unilaterally, and he offers a complete nest, meaning a pair of birds above the line for one woman, in such a case, her burnt offering would be valid, and her sin offering would not be valid. And if he offered her set of birds below the line, Chatas kashera va'ola pasula. In that case, her sin offering would be valid, but her burnt offering would not be valid. Hilkach, therefore, achas lazu va'achas lazu, if each woman in the scenario has one set of birds, shtayim lazu v'chule, or if they each have two sets, etc. Va'asa kula lamala, and he offers all of them above the line, mechza kasher, the hainu olos. Half of them would be valid, meaning they're burnt offerings. Umechza psul, and half of them would be no good, they would be invalid. Hainu chataos, that would be their sin offerings. V'im asa kulon lamata, and if he offered them all below the line, chatos kasheros, then their sin offerings would be valid. V'olos psulos, and their burnt offerings would be invalid. V'chol pirka kama, and the entire first chapter, mairi lechatchila, that's talking about how we should act lechatchila, at the outset. Here's what you're supposed to do. V'hai pirka, but this chapter, Mairi b'dievid, is talking about after the fact. This is what counts if he went ahead and did it. So he shouldn't, but if he does, this is what works. Skipping a bit, because there's a lot more in this Bartnero. Eshelamala mechza kasher u'mechza pasul. So if he offered them both above and below the line, then if those above the line, half are kasher and half are pasul, half are valid and half are invalid. Kivan sh'asa kein shalem, since he offered an entire set of birds, lemala, above the line, v'hoel shekidim ha'elu l'shtei nashim, and since these birds are of two separate women, yaviyu kein echad b'shutfus, they should bring one set in a partnership, v'yasnu b'nehem, and they should make a condition between them, Michel Rishon Ola Lalea, if of the first birds that were offered, the burnt offering belonged to Lea, Teheba Achron Chatas Lalea. So of this subsequent set, the sin offering should belong to Lea. O Ifcha, or the opposite as need be. So in this way, each one gets credit for one of the birds that counted and makes up for her missing set. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.